Shut up, we're recording. I'm going to keep that in there. That's what she said. Dick.
Now we're pleased to bring our feature presentation.
Yo, this stuff is fresh.
What would you do with your brain if you had one?
For those of you with
this is What the Flux. Hello and welcome to What the Flux, a show that fluctuates from topic to topic. My name is Chase Bunker, alongside the man on the soundboard, Mr. Brett Lyons.
I hope that the visual that these people have is me like sitting on top of the soundboard. That's what it is.
That is what it is.
I'm doing good, man. I don't know if you asked me that question.
I said, how are you?
Oh, did you? Okay, yes. I wasn't sure if I was just reading your mind telepathically.
We'll fix it in post.
Okay, we'll fix everything in post. Everything's better in post. Doing pretty good, man. You know what? I had a long week. I went to a wedding. That was pretty fun. I was summoned for jury duty. We'll talk more about that on the back burner.
Okay.
Just a little tease. It involves murder.
Zimmerman part two?
Oh, maybe. We'll get more into that later, but, dude, I've been sleeping in so much. I'm like wondering if like it's starting to hinder my daily activities.
Wait, what time do you sleep in till?
Like, I went to bed early last night, and early for me was like 12.
Okay.
That's pretty early.
That's pretty early.
It's like usually 3.
Yeah.
I woke up today at 12, like the same time I would have normally woke up.
That's not bad. I mean, it's 12 hours. Like, I slept for 12 hours the other day.
That's unnecessary.
Because sometimes you need to oversleep a little bit. Now, if it's like you're sleeping for 12 hours for like 5 days, then yeah, you might have like...
Well, it's consistent. Like so I'll be going to bed at like 3 and waking up at 12. But last night I went to bed at 12 and woke up at 12.
I mean, it's not that bad. I mean,
It's not that bad.
I mean, if you think about it, it's not that bad.
So I shouldn't be taking medicine. I'm a hypochondriac, I've decided.
I know that, I get like that sometimes too. It's one of those where if I sleep in like too much,
yeah,
I start thinking that I have mono, and it freaks me out.
Have
every
you had
time.
Mono before?
I've never had mono before, but I know that one of the things is you get fatigued very easily, and you're always tired.
All the time. I had mono once. And it was after, of course, not sharing cups, you know, but I made out with someone. And that same weekend, I got mono. And I was like, that bitch.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to punch you in the face.
So don't get mono because your neck swells.
Yeah.
And then just I slept for 72 hours.
Yeah.
Essentially, that was what happened.
Well, like mono lasts a long time. And
well, I think I always carry it now is how that works, right? Like, it's in me. That's what she said.
I have no idea. I have no idea how mono works. I just know that if you're sick, you're sick for a very long time. You can't work, which means your amount of income goes from, I don't know how much, to zero.
Well, you know what? The one time that I did get it, someone... just got rehired at where we worked.
Yeah.
So she needed hours anyways. So I just gave all my shifts to her. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in trouble. But
But your bank account was.
Eh, whatever. How long is mono usually contagious? Most people have been exposed to the virus as children, and as a result, they develop immunity to the virus. Blah blah blah. Your internet is very slow, causing me to stall. Sky Star. There's this long explanation that I don't want to read.
Thanks, Doogie.
No problem. Oh, shit. How was your weekend?
It was angry, pretty much.
Angry? Did you beat someone up?
No, I've come to the realization I need to get a second job.
Oh, yeah, I saw you tried to go job hunting.
I went job hunting, and it is... First off, getting one job is difficult.
It's pretty bad.
Getting a second job is 10 times harder because you have such a limited availability. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, here, okay, so you work like how many hours though, right?
I work, the max I can work is 28.
Okay, before, because they don't want you to hit 30, because they don't want to pay for your full-time benefits.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. On paper, it almost sounds like they would hire more part-timers. You know what I mean?
You would think.
That a business would want more part-timers.
You would think.
Because they don't want to pay for the full-time.
Exactly. But for some reason, they've, I guess this is my fault because I should have done this sooner. They've adapted to how they can get away with so fewer people.
Right, right. Well, that's like the clear example is your business, not your business, but where you work.
Yeah.
The payroll is so low that they don't even need more people.
Exactly. And so now it's like people are like, oh, we're looking for seasonal. It's like, I don't need seasonal. I need
money all the time.
Yes. My wallet likes money all the time, money all the time, money all the time.
Thank you, Eddie Murphy.
Thank you. I'm glad you got that.
I'm on a roll.
You are.
Okay, so where'd you look?
Well, right now, I looked all around the Waterford Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
Every place is not hiring.
Waterford is probably the worst place to look because everyone else looks there.
I managed to get a, not necessarily an interview, but I talked with somebody from Edward Jones.
Is that a like a suit store?
It's a financial consultants.
Okay, okay.
As a secretary, pretty much, or like an organizer.
Well, you don't have boobs, so I don't think you qualify to be a secretary.
I don't know, but I'm a man, so which means their wives will know that they won't cheat on them with me.
Yeah, you know, when you walk into a business, you want to see a hot blonde in like a tight dress or a suit. I mean.
For the female listeners out there, no, I don't. I want to see a normal person, Chase, and not view them for their sexuality.
Chase, stop winking at me when you say that.
It's a twitch. It's a twitch.
Here's what I would suggest, especially for your situation. Where you work now is not always a nighttime job.
Yeah.
But it can be.
Yeah.
So if you found, like, maybe if you served at, like, Kiki's. Like, I don't know if they're hiring or not, but they're only open for breakfast.
I literally have zero serving experience, especially with my wrist the way it is.
Well, maybe you... Oh, true.
Like, I can't... Well, yeah. I can't do it now because I'm also, like, sore.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't hold a tray yet.
That's true. Maybe you could bust... Well, you can't really bust because you need to hold stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, I tried Fridays. Fridays is looking for food runners and bussers. So I thought about that.
Well, that might work. The thing is, they're kind of nighttime also.
Yeah. That's the only downside. I'm trying to avoid places with food.
Yeah. Listen, the service industry is awesome. And, okay, so let me rephrase that. Because the service industry definitely has its downsides.
Oh,
downsides. Yeah. But where I'm at right now, loving it. I had two tables the other night and made $50.
Nice.
That's insane.
That is insane. Oh, yours is also a fancier restaurant.
It's they call it polished casual.
Polished casual?
That way you can we don't have to have a dress code, but we like kind of like wish people would dress up. You know what I mean? Like people,
is it almost like Cheddar's?
I've never even heard of Cheddar's.
Okay.
Cheddar's does not have the name of a polished casual restaurant. Like, you know what I mean? Unless it was like
Well, casual is in their name, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's like casual, it's a casual eatery, I think it is.
Casual eatery.
Something like that. It is a very dark place, but it's delicious is all crap.
I feel like that's a proven scenario. Like, the darker the restaurant, the more dressed up you have to be.
Yeah, exactly. And so, if I open a restaurant, there's not going to be any lights.
So
not even in the kitchen. So, good luck cooking.
Good luck. You're not even going to receive the food that you ordered.
Is this my steak? Yeah, sure.
It's a rat.
It's actually chicken.
It's your wife's arm.
Oh my gosh. It's Soylent Green.
It's what?
Soylent Green.
What's that?
You never heard of that movie, Soylent Green?
Should I have?
It's a...
Is it an old movie?
Very old movie. I think it's a 70s with Charlton Heston.
Who the hell is that?
Charlton Heston.
Like from Will Smith? From
that's Carlton.
Yeah, the Carlton.
No, it's Charlton Heston. He is a huge like gun like NRA supporter.
I love how you're maneuvering right now.
Yes, I'm being very...
Don't text and podcast.
I'm not texting. I just heard a beep, and I wanted to turn it on vibrate.
Oh, okay, okay. That makes sense.
Meanwhile, and it wasn't a text. It was a tweet that I got.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. At Chase Bunker.
At Chase... You know, I like mine. At Shut Up Brett.
Yeah. I thought about promoting that at the end. So we'll do that.
Okay.
We'll fix that in post.
Okay, later. We'll do that later.
We'll do it later.
In the meantime, let's move forward.
It's the news.
All right, Brett, what do we got for us today?
I have no idea what you're just... nothing. What's up? Two stories today. One of them stood out. I thought this was going to take a little bit longer to happen, but this guy, Zachary Burgess... it looks like his last name is Burgers. He stole a truck, kidnapped a woman... because he wanted to know what it'd feel like to reenact Grand Theft Auto. And that someone like this ruins it for the rest of us.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
This is exactly why we cannot have nice things. And this is, it's further proving the point that, wait, how old is this guy?
He's a lacrosse player at Auburn University.
Okay, so he's
in college.
So he's old enough. Okay, so it's not a child.
He should know the difference.
He knows the difference.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Mugshot, he looks blazed. He looks drunk. He looks all sorts of messed up.
And to think he only got 4 stars on that.
Yeah. Well, the new one is pretty bad. So, like, doing what he have done would probably be, like, just 3 stars.
Oh, okay.
2 stars, 3 stars. I don't know.
This does not help my argument.
He's 20.
Okay. This does not help my argument at all in that. People always say, oh, violent video games cause, like, all this. It's like, crap.
Let's go through the details real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so he decided to steal a pickup truck.
Okay.
He kidnapped the woman. The driver got out of the car. There was a woman in the car still. He just walked into it. He crashed into 9 parked cars. And, the lady fled. He tried to hold her down, though. Forcibly held her captive. She was able to get away, but he crashed into 9 cars, several of them being cop cars, charged with theft of a motor vehicle, Grand Theft Auto, 9 counts of hit and run, and simple kidnapping, released after a bond of $80,000. Damn.
This is why we can't have nice things.
It should be noted that playing the game is $60.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, like, what sparked him in his head to be like, oh, Grand Theft Auto's fun. I'm going to go steal a car.
He must have really thought in his head that he can get away with it. He's a lacrosse player. He was in town to see his, he was in town to see his team take on Louisiana State. Sounds like he's a jock who probably has gotten the lighter end of the stick throughout his whole life and probably thought, you know what? I'm king of this town. I'm going to steal this car. I'm going to get away from the cops. It's going to be a good time. I don't know how you hit 9 cars. 9 parked cars.
I don't know. That's okay, after probably 3, then you're just trying to hit them.
Yeah,
it's like, exactly. Oh, no, look what I did, an accident.
Oh, 2 more to go.
It's...
I feel bad for the woman.
I do feel bad for the woman.
And for all of us who are probably going to get hated on for playing Grand Theft Auto.
I still haven't played it yet.
Listen, it's awesome, first of all.
Apparently it also makes you want to steal cars.
Well, I mean, not really. Like, okay, just from playing it, right? The cops are so intense that I'm less inclined to steal cars now.
That's good.
Well, not in real life. I mean, in the game.
I mean, here's the funny thing. We all leave movies and, like, whatever it's about, like, if it's, like, SWAT, we'll want to be a SWAT team member.
For, like, a day. For the afternoon.
Like, that would be the only time, like, what was the movie? Like, Gone in 60 Seconds. That would be the only time I'd want to steal a car. But right. That's about it.
Yeah, and then you realize that you're not Nicolas Cage or Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. But how, with Grand Theft Auto, which you see the repercussions immediately... Do you want to steal a car?
It's besides me, man. I'm glad that he didn't really want... I mean, like, It could have been worse. I guess he could have wanted to shoot someone.
That is true.
I mean, I would love to see the interview with him later. There's no talks with him right now, but
watch him say
or
something.
Or maybe the passenger. I would like to see like the perspective of the passenger. Monique is her name.
Watch him say something like, "It's fun to do hood rat things."
It's fun to do hood rat things. I just thought that I would use my special and slow down time and avoid the cops, and then I would get away with it and no one would notice.
Like, this happened.
This, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The only other thing I want to talk about is Mariano Rivera's last game.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
No, I watched it last night.
Yeah. He's a Yankee.
Yes.
He's a pitcher.
Primarily their closer.
He's usually their closer. Okay. The crowd of 48,675 people. And it's apparently it was at the Yankee Stadium, which
yes.
They haven't played there in 20 years.
It wasn't necessarily his last game. It was his last home game.
Oh.
And so they brought him out in the eighth inning.
Yeah. And then he played until before the ninth inning, I guess.
Yes.
So he only played a little bit.
He played he played up until two outs into the ninth inning.
Okay. So they lost this game.
Yes.
4-0. Was he a good pitcher?
Good is not the right word. Great is not the right word. He is the best.
Legendary.
That is probably it. And he's the, I say that. I completely mean it.
Yeah.
Not only in like on the field and off the field as well.
Yeah.
He's a very nice man who's donated to a bunch of charities. He's never been one to like, you know, thrive for the spotlight. He just goes in and he does his job. The man is probably one of the classiest athletes out there. And he is literally the best closer. He has the most career saves in the majors.
Nice. Well, good for him. I do have a couple things that I want to maybe bring up and discuss.
Is it all about Mariano Rivera?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Okay, so I want to bring this up as the background, first of all.
Okay. Is it what I think it's going to be?
Oh, you already know.
All right, good.
Okay. Let's edit that. Okay. So this is what he came out to. This is why I'm playing it.
Yeah.
For those that don't know.
His nickname is the Sandman, for those who don't follow baseball.
Oh, my God. After we talk about this, I want to talk about the Metallica movie.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, which I didn't see. But
I haven't seen it yet. We'll watch it later.
Okay. So, not to call this guy out or anything, but I mean, when I think of a Yankee, I think of a New Yorker, I think of a tough guy. This guy bawled on his way out of the game. I mean, like, does that make him less of a man?
No. If you you didn't watch, I'm assuming, right?
I saw the photos.
That whole thing, there was literally not a dry eye in the house. He wasn't the only one crying. Everybody else was. Everybody
Jeter,
else is. Jeter was getting choked up. The manager was getting choked up. The whole audience pretty much was getting choked up. The one thing I was pissed off about was that the audience was too busy taking pictures and not applauding the man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a man that you take one picture and then you applaud.
Yeah, well, everyone wants to be the first person to share that with their friends. Like, guess where I was?
I was in this chair that I'm in right now, and I stood up, I applauded, I took a picture on my TV, and then I kept on applauding, and that was it.
Yeah. Maybe they were trying to zoom in and whatnot. Well, then every single person in that stadium is a wuss.
No.
I'm going to say it.
No, it's...
When I think New Yorker, I think that was a good game, Rivera.
All right, good game.
All right, good game. All right, you did good. Exit Sandman.
These are like horrible New Yorker impressions.
Hey, exit Sandman.
Hey, you did good.
Hey, Rivera, you did good. Is that good?
I don't know.
Hey, Brett, that is an awful New York impression.
New Yorkers. How can you talk about us like that?
That sounds Boston. Twork.
York?
Twork.
No.
Twork.
No, Boston is... Like Lodge.
What?
Well, okay, let's not talk about Boston. We're talking about Yankees.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't mean to offend anyone.
No, that's... You are allowed to cry at only certain moments in life.
I don't think this is one of them. Maybe
yes,
like,
it is one of them.
I don't know, man.
You're talking about
man. It's not even his last game. It's his last home game.
It's his last home game.
I don't know.
Is his final. He's gonna say goodbye to all of his fans.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And then he has to go to Houston. No one wants to go to Houston. They're horrible. And
wait. He's not even retiring from.
No, he's retiring, but their last three games are in Houston.
Okay. Like,
so he has to go to Houston and probably maybe 10,000 people, because Houston fans, they don't exist, because the team's horrible.
21 years? That's not even that long.
The man's 44!
Yeah, he's...
He's like the oldest man in the majors right now! And he's doing something that Brett Favre couldn't do. Brett Favre did 5 times, and he's retiring.
Brett Favre didn't cry.
Yeah, he did. He cried every time he did it.
I don't believe you.
Yes, every post game or every time he said, "Oh, I'm gonna retire," he started crying.
Well, you know what? He's a wuss also. I'm ashamed to share.
No, he's just a penis shower. You heard about that story, right?
No.
We'll talk about that later. We're not gonna do that with Mariano's moment. The man.
He had a moment on TV. I don't know, man. It's kind of cheesy.
It's. Hold on.
This is his background song. This is his background song. He doesn't deserve to cry.
Hold on. I mean, at least he has a good Metallica song. Can you name any other good Metallica songs?
Master of Puppets.
Besides that.
One.
Besides that.
No, that's all.
Yeah, those are the only. Those are the three good ones you're allowed to get away with. If you were gonna say Saint Anger, I was really gonna just like jump over
that's
there.
That was the first CD of theirs that I bought.
My god,
I was young.
But here's the funny thing: like when I heard that song, it's like, oh, this is good. And I heard it the other day. I'm like, what was I thinking?
We'll have to listen. I'll have to listen to that later.
But the man
was a legend.
The man was a legend. The man deserves every little bit of it. Now you're saying because they cried, that makes them a wuss.
No, not because he cried, because he cried.
This is coming from the man who also cried during What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Hey, I had a sister who was pregnant, and that last scene where the...
I never saw it.
Do you care if I spoil this?
I mean, I have no interest because I'm a man, so...
Okay. Well, I'm going to defend myself right now.
Hold on. Spoiler alerts. If you want to see What to Expect When You're Expecting, please turn it down right now and just wait about a few minutes.
All
right.
Spoilers. Skip to the back burner at this point. Spoilers for that. Okay. What to Expect When Expecting. Cameron Diaz almost has a miscarriage, and my sister, who's pregnant, 8 months pregnant, is like bawling her eyes out and like holding my mom. And I'm like, I'm sitting right next to them. I shed a tear.
So you can shed a tear at certain moments, and it's okay. Like Dark Knight Rises, it's okay to cry during that. And this one, it's definitely okay to cry during that.
I think it's more appropriate to cry during What to Expect When Expecting or Batman than if you're an Italian New Yorker.
What? What? No!
Agree to disagree, Chase.
No!
I don't know. He seems...
Him. And then you get the points because he's crying. No.
Well, let's just see. That was his last home.
No.
If he cries at his last home game, then I mean, we should probably put him on a suicidal watch after his last.
He's
game.
Not gonna be. He's not on suicide watch. He's
what's
just,
it called when you're on lockdown? It's
house arrest.
No, not house arrest.
Lockdown.
No, not lockdown. When you think you're gonna commit suicide.
Suicide watch.
No.
Flight risk? I don't know. I'm just naming words now.
What's it called? I can't think of it right now. We have to make sure. You're just gonna make sure that a close family member is nearby him that night. Because if he's crying in front of a crowd like that, then I don't know, man. I mean, I respect the guy. He's a legendary player, apparently. But I don't know, man.
I
no words. You have no words
because the man. I'm not even a Yankees fan, mind you. So this is coming from a non-Yankees fan who doesn't care about them.
Me neither.
But I will respect him as a man and as an athlete.
I respect him, yeah, but I just kind of think he's a little bit of a wuss.
You think he's a wuss because he's crying? That's it. I'm done. All
right, see you, Chase.
Done.
I'll do the rest of the show by myself. I've been planning to do this new segment. It's called What Brett Isn't Wearing This Week. I'll give you a hint.
How do you say that about him? What the heck?
Chase is storming back in. Listen, ratings went up skyfold or through the roof while you were gone. Tenfold, I meant to say.
I wouldn't doubt that. Our fans hated us because you made fun of Mariano. At least all of our New Yorkers.
I just think if you're a New Yorker, you can have a little more balls.
The back burner.
You know what I mean? I can't keep a straight face.
You literally ended with, your opinions are bad and you should feel bad.
Oh, gosh. So I was almost on a murder trial.
Oh, yeah, Zimmerman. How was that?
No, it wasn't Zimmerman.
Oh, okay.
It was via gunshots, though. Okay. Have you ever been summoned to jury duty?
I have not, thank God.
It's freaking boring, man.
I bet.
You knock on wood.
Yes, there. I did.
Let me tell you how boring. Yeah, that's how boring.
That's how boring. Okay. I'm anticipating it. I'm just like.
It's just silence. Okay, so you get to the assembly room, and that's all it is. It's an assembly room. Like, you're just in a room with 400 people. And you're all just twiddling thumbs, doing nothing, waiting for your number to be called. It was 4 hours before my number is called. And I'm just sitting there, playing on my phone, my battery's about to die, minding my own business, you know. Finally get called, there's 50 of us. We go upstairs, we enter this room, and we enter the courtroom. We're introduced to the judge, the state attorney, the defensive lawyer, and the man being charged. At that moment, we find out it's a murder trial, and like they immediately ask, "Does anyone feel uncomfortable if they were summoned to be jury on this trial?" Everyone's like, collectively, "No." In the back of my mind, I'm like, "Fuck!" Like,
it's going down.
I don't really want to be responsible for this man's life, you know. But then the day goes on. They asked us a couple of questions, we, as a group, collectively.
Yeah.
We break for lunch, and then I kind of started getting excited. Like, whoa, how often, none of my friends have been on a murder trial. What if I'm on a murder trial? Like, is that weird? I was, like, starting to feel a little antsy.
It's not weird.
I wanted the experience.
I think that was more or less of, like, you just wanted to get something so you could leave.
Huh?
Like, you just wanted to get any trial so you could leave, but, like, and I guess it was a murder trial, so you just, like, psychologically, you just had to prep yourself for it.
That was a whippy one.
Yeah, it
still counts.
I mean, like, if it would have been a 3-day murder trial. They already told us. This guy was charged with assault in the first-degree murder, and then 4 counts of assault. Excuse me. So I don't know. Not that I was, like, I just, like, wanted to see what it would unfold. Which probably makes me biased and probably would make me a bad juror. I don't know. They asked us a bunch of questions.
Well, wait. The guy of a different ethnicity?
This guy was African-American, yes.
And you wanted to vote him guilty already? You racist?
No.
Racist!
No, okay.
We're talking about a racist over here!
I didn't want to vote him guilty. I wanted to be a part of this experience. You know?
No!
Like, I wanted to... I want to be a grandpa one day and say to my grandkids, I was on a murder trial once. And they'd be like, Grandpa.
I killed a doggy. Like, Grandpa.
Grandpa. I just think it's a cool experience that I probably won't ever have a chance to encounter again.
There's a lot of encounters that you may never have again. And normally I would say, you know, take those. But murder trial's not one of them.
I don't know, man. It kind of got me going.
That's like saying, I've never been in a rodeo before. Maybe I might want to do that.
I've only been to a rodeo, but I've never been chased by a bull. That sounds like it'd be fun.
I would do running of the bulls. I wouldn't do running of the bulls naked. There's a difference.
First of all, what's running of the bulls?
It is, they do it in Spain. They're trying to bring it into Orlando. It's where they have like a bunch of bulls in a cage or in like a little pen. And then,
so they're already aggravated and hate life.
They're just, yeah. And these men will wear white and they'll have like a red bandana around their neck because bulls react to the sight of red for some reason.
So they say.
And you have to run a certain distance away from these bulls. You're getting
chased. Head start?
Yeah, you get a head start.
Okay, good.
But it's apparently a very fun and unique experience. And I thought, well, me and you would enjoy it because we both did cross country.
Well, yeah, that was like 6 years ago. Do you see my tummy?
I just saw hair, and that's it. Obviously, you didn't do any manscaping like we previously talked about.
There was no need to manscape. I wasn't going to have my shirt off soon.
But, that's fun and exciting. Murder trials.
Wait. Okay, so you would rather risk your own life to be attacked by a bull rather than just...
Because
watch facts unravel and decide if the law applies.
I like watching Law and Order. I don't like reenacting Law and Order.
I think if I had to choose between being chased by a bull or just sitting in court for 3 days, it'd be sitting in court for 3 days.
I'd get chased by the bull. It depends on if the bull's on speed. If the bull's on speed, then no.
Do people get injured during this?
Oh, yeah.
That's
people
awful.
Die. Rex Ryan did it, but that's okay.
You sign a waiver and whatnot?
I'm pretty sure, like, there's waivers for everything nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, I want to do that. I want to do Savage Run and Warrior Dash.
These all sound like terrible things.
No. Like,
you break your hand and face playing basketball. I can't imagine you surviving.
Warrior Dash and Savage Run are these 5K competition, or these 5K races where you have to go through, like, these obstacles. And one of them's like, oh, jump over this. Go run through fire. Crawl underneath barbed wire.
That sounds actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, but there's no bulls involved.
It looks like it. Yeah, there's no bulls involved with that.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'd rather do...
I want to do these fun 5Ks, like the color run.
The zombie run. What's that one? Run for your lives.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Like, these are fun. Like, I want to do a... I want to make a 5K, but I want to be called, like, the Tron run, where all it is just a bunch of neon lights for miles.
3.1 miles.
Yes.
We need to have like a training session if we want to do that.
Yeah,
I
do.
Am not in the shape to be running from
I'm not in the shape either.
I would throw you down.
You would throw me down? you would throw me down. It doesn't help that I say you throw me down and then there's silence. It doesn't help.
Well, I was trying, like, I was like power bomb throw you down, or like, you know,
or sensual lover throw me down. There's two different types.
Or caress me down.
There's no caressing when it's a throwdown.
You know that Sublime song, Caress Me Down?
Caress
Me Down. Oh shit, it's gonna be loud.
Is this Sublime?
This is sexy music. Oh yeah, Chase, I like the way you look at me right now. All right, that's enough of that.
All right.
So, what else happened this weekend? There's a bunch of football we can talk about.
We did have a bunch of football.
You know what?
We could talk. Let's go and do sports.
We're gonna get sued.
All right,
dude. I'm 3-0 right now. Suck my fat butt.
No. I'm 2-1 right now. Coming off a huge comeback on Monday night, coming down 52 points to win by 5.
You're like doing sports commentary to your own. Coming down by 5, and with the comeback, Chase is now 2-1.
That's what actually I do in my spare time. Because well, I was trying to be a radio and television anchor, so like you have to get practice.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So who'd you play last week?
I played Darius last week.
Darius.
Who was getting a big dick and was like, I'm 2-0.
He's getting a big dick.
He was getting a big dick. And so
I've never heard that expression before.
You've been around me, and so I usually make an expression. It usually ends with the word dick.
That's very true.
But so
I'm the only one 3-0.
I think it's yes, and it's a strong 3-0 too. Yeah. The thing is, I've been winning, but I haven't been putting up.
Like your points wise.
Yeah. Mind you, I won with only 11 players.
I'm trying to look at the punching bags.
Because Daryl Richardson decided, oh, I'm not going to play this week, and got me dick. So I did that with -1.
So, well, okay, first of all, you have Peyton Manning, who's yes. going to put up points for you every week.
Yeah.
Let's see, week three, where do I see your actual scores?
Scoreboard.
And change the week number. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you won by 5 points. Nice.
5 points. Coming from behind.
You came from behind?
I came.
Yeah, Dale Richardson put up 0. You just said that, didn't you?
Yeah, I said that. And so it helped that he had T.Y. Hilton didn't put up. Felix Jones didn't put up. I had things that helped me out.
I had a sleeper week. Well, what helped you out?
Peyton helped me out pretty much.
Oh, definitely. He dug you out of that grave.
I'm renaming my team to that one man army.
The one man army. My defense has been pretty much helping me very consistently.
Yeah, you also have Anquan Boldin who blew up this week.
Well, already he's put up 20 points. So I'm very thankful for him. However, the other week he played Seattle. Well, not last week, but
yeah.
2 weeks prior, his opening week. Freaking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. In our league, 42 fantasy points. And then he played Seattle. One reception for 7 yards.
Didn't do dick.
Barely. 2.7 points. Not even. Against Indiana, he had an all right game. And then this week, he's proven to be not as well as the first week. But 5 reception, 90 yards, 1 touchdown.
Yeah.
Can't complain with that. Vernon Davis is still injured. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, things are looking good for me for having him.
Things are coming up Millhouse.
Huh?
Nothing. It's okay. A Simpson joke.
Eli has been sucking butt.
You might need to get... Is he your quarterback?
I'm starting Cutler this week.
Cutler's going to be a good choice. Eli, right now.
I'm going to keep him because, I mean, in the past 5 years, he's won 2 championships. Like, he's not a bad quarterback. But in our league, I think he's...
I would trade you Terrell Pryor, but the problem is that he has a concussion right now.
Is that a quarterback?
Yeah. He's doing much better than Eli. What? I don't know how he's doing compared to Cutler, but he's much better than Eli.
Well, Cutler's been putting up 30 each week for me.
That's 30 is average.
30 is pretty good. It's better than 5.
A hell of a lot better than 5.
Yeah, he sucked last week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who do you have on your team? Let's maybe propose a trade right now.
My roommate and I were actually like thinking about this last night.
What, proposing a trade to me?
Proposing a trade to either you or me. Cause I need, are you to or him?
I need a quarterback.
I need a running back. So.
Well, maybe we can set that up.
All right.
You have a concussed quarterback right now.
So he's out. I have Alex Smith. Alex Smith plays for the Chiefs. They're 3-0 right now.
I'm looking at his stats right now. He's got 2 touchdowns each game, and then even when he didn't throw a touchdown last week, he 273 yards. Not bad.
Okay.
Nice. Let me just look at my running backs. Players, my team. Alrighty. DeMarco Murray. I'm not letting go
you're
of
not,
him.
Don't let go of him.
I'm not letting go of him, man. I just picked up Denard Robinson. He sucks, so I'm not even going to mention him.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their stats right now. Jaquizz Watt-Rogers. I don't know how you feel about
it. Steven Jackson's still hurt, but that let's see. I forget who else you have.
Matt Forte, DeMarco Murray. Ahmad Bradshaw's out right now. Because he did not practice all week because of a neck injury.
Oh, this is new.
Yeah, this is making him questionable at best for Sunday. So he's out.
The thing is with Ahmad Bradshaw, he's also got
Trent Richardson. Just got traded to their team. So he's probably not going to flush out too well anyways.
Who are your wideouts?
My wide receivers?
Yes.
What did you call them?
Wideouts.
Wideouts?
Wide receivers, wideouts, the same thing.
What? I never even heard of that.
Yep.
Okay, so Marcus Colston.
Okay.
Who? Let's look at him real quick. Averaging about 5 receptions for averaging about 70 yards. He's only gotten 1 touchdown so far.
Yeah. It happens with... He's a Saints wide receiver, and that happens.
Yeah. So my best bet is Anquan Boldin. But I'm kind of reluctant to let him go. I got San Antonio Holmes, who up until last week sucked, but he put up 5 receptions, 154 yards, and 1 touchdown. The Jets probably aren't going to be the best team this year, but I mean, like, how is he in terms of...
I'd have to take a look at it.
Yeah? Okay.
But I'm definitely liking the talks that we're having.
Yeah, for sure. Who else do I have on my bench in terms... Roddy White has yet to have a good game, man.
Roddy White is hurt.
Yeah. He's questionable. So, I mean, he's eventually going to flush out.
Yeah.
They're
talking like week 6 he'll be...
back to normal?
Yeah, because that's when they're coming
off
their
butt.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we'll settle some details later.
All right.
I'm sure people... aren't too interested in just us talking back and forth.
All right, we'll go to another sports story. This one affects me, and I don't know if you heard about this.
Is it football?
Yes.
Okay.
The Buccaneers have decided to bench quarterback Josh Freeman in favor of rookie Mike Glennon out of North Carolina State. This comes after a few days earlier, to which Coach Greg Schiano says, Josh Freeman is our starting quarterback.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Josh Freeman is their quarterback, and he's done horrible. He hasn't completed more than... he hasn't completed 50% of his passes.
That like sucks.
He hasn't even broken. I don't think he broke 200. If he did,
passes?
It's, yeah, or 200
yards.
Oh. Yeah, he's not playing well. So they're bringing this new guy. However, they just said like a few days earlier. Oh yeah, he's our starter. Oh wait, did I say he's our starter? No, it's actually Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon's going to be our starter.
So which guy do you have? Do you have either of these people on your fantasy?
No, I have Josh Freeman's jersey.
Oh.
But, I mean, I got it for $10 at TJ Maxx. So I don't care.
it's your painting outfit.
Yeah, pretty much. It's what it's going to be.
So, I mean, like, what exactly is the conflict here? I'm kind of confused.
The conflict is, right now, the Buccaneers are turning into last year's Jets. Where right now they're 0-3, they're pretty much being a complete media circus. They are flip-flopping on every decision, and some people are saying this is because, Greg Schiano is buying time for his job.
Well, they had a pretty good year a couple years back. Right?
They did, and the thing is, I look back on it, we faced easy opponents.
Yeah.
Like, we faced 7 opponents who ended up being...
the worst teams.
Sub-500, yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, my God. You know who else is 3-0 that I just would like to mention?
I don't. I know who you're mentioning, and I still do not know how they are 3-0.
Dolphins?
How?
I don't know. I don't really care, but they're 3-0 right now, and I'm loving it.
What kind of world are we in right now where the Chiefs are 3-0, Dolphins are 3-0, Bears are 3-0?
Meanwhile, the Giants are 0-3.
Giants are 0-3. I don't know what to think. Like...
We're playing the Saints this weekend, though, so I don't think that's really
going to
be
too hot. If you beat
the
Saints.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to beat the Saints. I'm doing a pick 'em where I chose them to be the Saints, but that's just because.
That's loyalty.
I'm a Dolph fan.
Yeah.
They tore up the Falcons.
I'm so surprised that they won. I did not think that. I thought the Falcons were going to run all over them.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And pass all over them.
But they didn't. We are the best. What you got to say to that? That was very low. I can't have too many sounds going on at once.
Apparently not.
No, that's very ineffective for me.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe the Dolphins are 3-0.
Okay, so let's make... Okay.
You want to do predictions or something? Or
not for all the teams, but how much do you want to bet that the Dolphins will beat the Saints? What are you willing to wager? Lunch?
Well, I'm broke is all crap.
Okay.
So if this lunch comes, it's going to be much later.
Or like a Taco Bell 99-cent burrito lunch.
That's what it probably might be. Here you go. Here's a McChicken as well.
Hey, I eat McChickens.
I like McChickens.
Yeah. No mayo, add ketchup.
I don't know if I'm willing to wager. I don't know if the Saints can lose this.
I bet you they do.
You think the Saints will lose to the Dolphins?
Yeah. They're both 3-0.
They're both 3-0. The thing is, the Bucs gave the Saints a hard time.
It's in New Orleans also.
Ooh.
ESPN experts pick Saints over Dolphins. That's because, you know what? No one likes the Dolphins.
That is true. No one does like the Dolphins.
They're just like, eh. We are in some sort of limbo right now or a twilight zone where the Giants are 0-3 and then I'm 3-0 in fantasy. Like, it's all sorts of
You know weird. Your roommate's probably pissed off, right?
He is kind of annoyed. Because You know what? Like, okay, I played him last week. And
you wrecked him.
Yeah, even
I'm
though
going to wreck her.
I wrecked him and Eli sucked. I mean, I'm looking at his points down the board. 20, 20, 19, 17, 23. His tight end only got him 3. 11, 11. His defensive, one of them got 1. His defense was 25. His kicker was 13. It looks like he should have kicked my ass. DeMarco Murray saved my life.
With 175?
44 fantasy points. 175 receiving yards. Yes.
Rushing.
All right, yeah, my bad. I'm just looking real quick. Eli, nothing. Matt Forte, 30, 45, 12, 12, 9, 30, then blah, 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 blah. Hell yeah, man.
Yes. You have a solid team, and it's hard to beat that when you have DeMarco Murray and Matt Forte.
I'm most worried about playing Asian
Jeff.
Rice Cake. Yep, you already knew. Tony Romo, LaShawn McCoy, Jamal Charles, Brandon Marshall, who I let go this year, Victor Cruz, DeJon Jackson. His tight end is all right, I suppose. Jordan Cameron. Oh, never mind.
And also to reiterate, when he says let go, he didn't draft him this year.
Yeah.
He drafts him every year, but this year is the one year he didn't draft him.
Brandon Marshall?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want the people to think, this guy really just dropped Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's only one of the better receivers, but I'm good without him.
Oh my gosh!
All right, I've had enough of FNL. FNL.
FNL.
You know, those are the initials of my mom.
Really?
Yeah, Nancy Fleischer Lyons.
Oh, I thought it was FNL.
No.
I was gonna say Florence Nancy.
Florence Nancy.
I don't know.
Leonard.
Leonard.
Even though that's not my last name.
Yep, it is now.
What comes next? Oh, yeah, we have a whole another segment we haven't even touched upon.
We do.
Okay, sweet. Let me just do that real quick.
And now for a segment we like to call Things That Make You Go.
Do you want to start this off or am I starting this
You
off?
Start it off.
Yeah, I really like this first one. So, all right, so Things That Make You Go. A couple in North Charleston, South Carolina, which that in itself is a tongue twister. North, South. Anyways, they were caught having sex inside of a shed at their local Home Depot. And you know what? I didn't realize Home Depot had a do-it-yourself section. Get it? Get it? Wait, I have a couple more.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If she needed to find some wood, I don't think she was in the right place to look. Is that good? Is that okay?
Do you have more?
I have one more. Is that cool?
That's fine.
Okay. Only at Home Depot can you get screwed for a handful of nuts and bolts. Get it? Nuts and bolts because it's Home Depot. Get it? Because they're doing it and the nuts and bolts and the nuts and the...
Yeah.
You get it?
I guess it's a lot better than Lowe's. So they said, you can do it, and we can help.
Oh.
And you're not even going to cue it. You're not even going to cue it.
I did it.
I gave you silver. And you don't even cue it.
And I did not even turn it into gold. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. I go for it.
All right. A 34-year-old man was arrested this week for having sex with a pink pool float in front of several children. Oddly enough, the man was also arrested for that same crime with the same float in 2011. At least he's faithful.
I like to note that it's pink. Like, you think he was, like, shopping for pool floats.
It obviously means it's a girl float.
Right, right, right. So, kudos to him.
Yes.
I mean, he's having sex with inanimate objects.
At least he's not gay.
At least it's not gay, indeed. But you think he was, like, shopping, and he's like, oh, my God, this pink float is perfect.
You dirty girl.
Oh, you've got mold all over you from me not washing you. You've been a dirty girl. All right, I'll go on.
You're
go. So apparently, while Saddam Hussein was in prison, his favorite cereal was Raisin Bran Crunch. I'm thinking that's cool and all, but I'm thinking it'd be better if his favorite cereal were Lucky Charms. Because he needs them. Needed them? He's dead.
I had a point, but no, it's not even worth it.
Well, go for it. Go for it.
You thought it would have been a-la-la-la-la-la-os.
Oh, that's good. Cheery a-la-la-la-la-los.
Wow, I love that more.
Okay, go on.
A Utah woman convinced her husband to shoot their neighbor who had allegedly, quote, telepathically raped her for years. This joke may be out of date by 40 years, but I believe the force is strong with this one.
Yeah, that took me a while to figure that one out.
I got another joke.
Okay, go for it.
It has been reported that Mumford & Sons is taking a, quote, hiatus, to which the fans have responded, we will wait for you.
We will wait,
we will wait for you.
We will. Oh, just me?
We will wait for you.
They are awesome.
I like that song.
Just what I got into them.
Yeah. Any others? I thought I had one more, but I can just wait until later.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want to go, I can get this back up. Watch. Here.
I could go outdated. I could use the one from Outdated Jokes.
You have outdated jokes?
Well, it was
That's a segment that you have in your...
on that new show that I have one of those, but...
I mean, yeah, if you have an outdated joke, go for it. I'm trying to play the background music, but it's not letting
All
me.
Right.
So...
This one's circa 2008. Oh, this is my music I'm getting? Tim Tebow has decided that he's not going to play in the East-West Bowl, but is going to play in the Senior Bowl. In a related story, Brett Favre has also decided to play in the Senior Bowl.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very good. You get snaps.
Thank you.
You get snaps.
I get the snaps.
Pick of the week. One of my favorite segments.
Yes.
Every week we pick something that we do not... they have no affiliation with the show. We pick them because they are our favorite things, and we like to play them, watch them, whatever. You have no crap look on your face. Is everything okay?
I just realized my tags are expired.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Yes.
you should be getting something in the mail soon, right?
Yes.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, well, I just wanted to make
pick
sure.
Of the week, tag renewal.
Yeah, renewing your tags. No, okay. So while I was on jury duty... I found this new game to play on my phone. It's a poop game, of course.
Okay.
Not that it involves poop, but I like to play it when I take poops.
Yes.
And wait for jury duty. It's called Flow.
No!
It has nothing to do with poop, I swear. It's called, well, technically it's called Flow Free, because...
It's the free version.
Yeah, it's the free version. So what it is there's like four or five, it starts off with like four different colors... And two different dots, and you have to connect the dots without intersecting the other lines. So say, like, there's, like, two blue dots, two red dots, two yellow dots. You have to connect all the blue, all the red, all the yellow without crossing each other. And it's like a brain.
I think I've actually played that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see it on your phone.
All right, cool. It's really fun. I'll bring it up right now. And I've been playing it.
I have played this.
So it starts with four colors, and then it goes like from 5 to 6, 7, 8, 9. And it gets all the way to 9, and you only get 3 hints.
Yes, I have played this.
And it's a beautiful time waster.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a good poop game.
Yeah, yeah. I love playing a game where you kind of forget that you've taken a poop. We should have been counting. That's like the 6th ding.
I mean, I'm sure we'll just count it in post and be like, oh, hey, by the way, burp count is 6.
I love how right now...
I just beat a level.
You just beat a level?
I just beat a level.
Did you beat it perfectly, though? See, yeah. What I've been only allowing myself to do is even if I complete it, so say like I complete a level, right?
Yeah.
You either get a star or you get a check mark. You get a check mark if you beat it, but you have to beat it. You get a star if it's perfect.
Did I get a star or did I get a check?
You got a star.
That's right, I did.
So.
Because I'm perfect.
Because you're perfect. And I.
Maybe she's worth it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. I want to get more hints. You have to buy them, though. You know what? I'm willing to buy. It's a really good game.
It is a good game.
It's awesome. So definitely worth checking out if you have some time to kill while you're pooping.
Oh, maybe. I only do that a lot, so.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got issues with your bowels.
The ibs.
The ibs.
I got the ibs.
I got to go. All
right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Chase Bunker, and that is Brett Lyons. Anything you want to plug, Brett?
I got a show coming up October 15th.
All right.
Arcadence. It's a Battle of the Bands-esque thing. We have pre-sale tickets for $5. Please hit me up for details. Also, October 20th is this fundraiser for our dearest friend, Siobhan.
Yes.
She had a very bad injury, and it's, I think it's $20. It's October 20th. There's live music, a bunch of Irish stuff. It's really awesome. Please come.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter at Chase Bunker and at...
Shut up, Brett.
All right. BOHties.com. CNFE.com. It's offensive. It's raunchy. It's clearly not for everyone. You can also watch my YouTube show. The show is called That News Show. Other than that, thank you guys very much. We'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Play Bastion.
Play Bastion.